VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, in a speech to Parliament Tuesday, highlighted acts of bravery by police officers and victims during the Christchurch terror attack.
There will be countless stories, some of which we may never know, but to each, we acknowledge you in this place, in this house.
Authorities in Christchurch have begun releasing the bodies of the 50 people killed in last Friday's mass shooting at two mosques by a white supremacist. The long wait has added an extra element of stress to the grieving families. Islamic custom calls for bodies to be cleaned and buried as soon as possible after their death. Authorities in the Netherlands worked Tuesday to determine the motive behind a shooting on a tram that left three people dead in the city of Utrecht. Meanwhile, public transport was back to normal, but residents' spirits were low.
I'm not scared because I think that is what they want, but you feel a little unsafe in your own city.
Police arrested a suspect identified as 37-year-old Turkish-born Gökmen Taniş hours after a manhunt Monday. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters making a last stand for the terror group's self-declared caliphate lost control of their tent city in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz. U.S.-backed forces describing this as a significant blow to IS. Syrian Democratic Forces made the announcement Tuesday on social media. This followed an operation which resulted in the capture of what they described as 157 experienced IS fighters. Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev abruptly resigned after nearly 30 years in office Tuesday. He will continue to head the ruling party. This is VOA News. There are no accurate figures on the number killed by Tropical Cyclone Idai in the southeastern African nation of Mozambique, but the president is saying that it could be as high as 1,000 people. United Nations and international aid agencies are rushing to aid the hundreds of survivors of the storm, which struck Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Red Cross is issuing a $10 million flash appeal for emergency aid to the cyclone victims. The World Food Program reports it is rushing food and other assistance to large numbers of desperate people stranded by the rapidly rising floodwaters in Mozambique. It says the humanitarian emergency is getting bigger by the hour. The UN Children's Fund also is issuing a flash appeal for $23 million to help many of the 260,000 children affected by the disaster. WHO says it is sending emergency kits, trauma kits, and cholera kits to take care of the immediate health needs of the people on the ground. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Emergency officials in Indonesia say 89 people have now been confirmed dead after 3 days of flash floods and mudslides in the eastern province of Papua. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and U.S. President Donald Trump will soon meet at the White House in Washington. National Security Advisor John Bolton says President Trump is looking forward to meeting his Brazilian counterpart.
This is a potentially historic opportunity to redirect relations between our two countries, the two largest democracies in the Western Hemisphere. I think it'll have a profound impact, not just in this hemisphere, but really around the world.
A senior Trump administration official told reporters ahead of the visit that the two countries have had extensive talks about agricultural issues. The UK government is in an apparent deadlock. The Speaker of the House of Commons blocked Prime Minister Theresa May from getting a vote on her Brexit deal for a third time. May was forced to pull her vote plan for this week because John Bercow said she could not ask MPs to pass the same deal after they rejected it twice. Tony Travers from the London School of Economics described the situation on Tuesday as pretty near a constitutional crisis. May is due at an EU summit in Brussels this week. She's expected to ask for a delay to Brexit as her government tries to come up with a way to leave the European Union. More international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.